Andrew, you've obviously worked hard at building up a good team spirit and camaraderie over the last few seasons. As you've switched into your coaching role, do you slightly need to redefine your role with the rest of the team, or is it just business as usual?
No, I mean, obviously detach yourself a little bit, you know, obviously with a coaching role, you're not quite as intimate with a group, but, you know, I think the relationships that I've built up as a captain definitely need to cross over as a coach, because I know the players inside out and I know how to get the best out of them.
And what gives you the confidence that this is the right stage of your career to take on the big challenge?
Well, I think, again, things that I did as captain, you know, leading from the front in the dressing room, and knowing the group of players inside out, you know, that gives me a lot of confidence that I know this group of players inside out, I know what makes them tick, and that can cross over into being a coach. And, you know, I had some fond memories of my career, but I sort of stopped enjoying cricket, so this has really given me the buzz back for cricket, if you like, and I've absolutely loved the winter so far.
Martin's obviously got his role as director of cricket, where he's seen all the cricketing operations. Have you spoken to Martin about how your roles are going to dovetail together, and whether he's going to completely leave the coaching to you, whether he's going to have an input into certain on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be stupid if I didn't use Martin's experience. You know, he's obviously been a coach and a director of cricket for a long time. So, you know, I will dip in and out. But ultimately, I've got to make the role my own and do things my way. And so far, he's left me to do that. So, you know, I'm enjoying the role and I can't wait to get started now.
Gary's obviously stepped up as first team captain as well. In these situations, the media obviously label these types of events as sort of a transitional period for the club. Do you see it like that, or are you hoping in some respects it can be business as usual with a few changes?
Yeah, I hope it's business as usual. You know, we've prepared really well throughout the winter. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be business as usual, and we're competing on all fronts, really. So, you know, there's not too many changes. There's not a new face as a new coach and a new face as a new captain. It's you know, the same faces and the same messages to the boys. There's no reason why they shouldn't go out and do the job.
Obviously, rejig format in this championship this year with eight teams. Do you think that's going to lead to more competition and make it even harder to win back the crown that was wrestled off you last year?
I think every year is tough in the first division. You always get asked this time of year who's going to be there and thereabouts, and you could literally pull any team out of the hat. It's just who plays consistently well over the season, and you know, we did that in parts last year, but not as consistent as we would have liked. So for me, it's about looking after our own game and getting that right and being consistent in our own performances.
England have got central contracted players who are going to have an input into the white ball game on the test match season as well. The test series starts a bit later this season. Are you hoping that some of the central contracted players might be a bit more available at the beginning of the season? Have you had any informal chats with the ECB?
Yeah, Adil Rashid will be available from the second game of the season, and Joe Root and Johnny Bairstow will be available for the third game of the season. I'm confident for the first three 50-over games that we'll have a full squad. So that'll be handy, and then the Champions Trophy starts. We'll lose quite a few players to that. But then the second half of the season, when the test stuff starts, anyone that's not involved in that will be back with us. So we should see our England players quite a bit this year.
You've always prided yourself on being able to have a good mix of experience and youth. You've just signed up a couple of academy players onto the first team playing squad this season. Who are some of the players you're hoping can really have a breakthrough year?
Well, so far they've all done really well throughout the winter. That was part of my job, really, to upskill some of the younger lads. I think Matthew Fisher is just about getting fit. Ben Codes had a fantastic winter. He's put his name in the hat for the first game, as has Josh Shaw. So, you know, them three guys, James Wayman as well, is really upskilled. So, we're, you know, although we've got injuries at the minute, which is disappointing, we're confident that these young lads can step up and do the job and put some pressure on them senior heads.
I know last season you closely observed our fortunes in the white ball game, and particularly the T20. And over the last few seasons, we've sort of said we've got the talent on our day, we can beat anyone. We're just looking for that right formula. What do we just need to do to get those final pieces of the jigsaw? Because it's almost so close yet so far. We almost see it be slow starters as well.
Yeah, I mean, we want to get that monkey off our back of not winning a white ball trophy for a long time. We have made some strides forward. Two semi-finals last year was a good effort, but we want to get to the final and win a competition. We've worked hard during the winter on it. We've identified some key periods of the games which we can get better at, and you know, the test now is to put them plans in place under pressure out on the pitch. But you know, it's going to have to be a squad effort given the schedule, so you know, a few younger lads will be get a little bit more exposure, but I'm confident that the lads can get the job done.
And finally, Andrew, obviously we've just heard the news over the last few weeks about plans for a revamped T20 competition, which will be city and regions based as opposed to county based. Your thoughts on that?
I think it'll be great for the game. I think we're probably a few years behind the other countries that have already done it. The Big Bash, the IPL, you know, I have to look at the crowds and the players that are on board. And I think it's going to be great for the game.
Brilliant.